Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me here on Hawaii's Slowest Rising podcast. There's a lot of choices out there in the field of Hawaii podcasts, and I'm grateful for you choosing this humble yet somewhat narcissistic show. Oh shit. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of that in there, right? I mean, I assume people care to hear me talk, which is strange. But yeah, we're here. We're doing it. I'm actually in the process. I just finished editing. Damn, learn how to talk, son. You run a podcast. But I just finished editing the latest episode of Everyone Knows You're High, which is the other podcast I do with the Grow Guru. We recently did a pheno hunt, and we're going to be releasing that episode tomorrow. So I'm going to upload that to the interwebs now while I'm recording this podcast. Because who the hell else you know out there does that kind of shit? The most podcasting is the podcaster out there is here give you two podcasts a week. One very weed heavy. And the other is this one, where I just rant and shit and hate on a lot of things, apparently. Discovering that maybe that's my superpower, is just the ability to hate a lot of things, or hate on a lot of things. Like the Koi Con. Okay, so this weekend had a ton of shit going on. I mean, in Hawaii there was the Merry Monarch. In Hilo, on Oahu, there was the Birthday Bash. There was the Bellator MMA fights. There was fucking Kauai Con, which is like an anime convention. What else? Spam Jam, I think, too. There was just a ton of shit everywhere this fucking weekend. So plenty of people had plenty of things to do. I wanted to take my sons to the Kauai Con because I thought it would be a cool experience to see all the convention goers dressed up in their crazy ass cosplay costumes. So the plan was to take them on Saturday, and they ended up saying, I don't want to go. So it's like, whatever. It's like, I don't want to take them. I don't want to force them to go. Like, I kind of wanted to go because I thought it would be cool too. And, you know, sometimes you find cool toys or stickers and shit. So I was down to go, but I didn't want to force them to go and drag them just for that. So I was more than willing to concede to not going. So Saturday came and went, and we didn't go. I didn't do shit on Saturday. I pretty much laid on the couch all day. And then Sunday, I asked them again, you guys want to go? But my oldest son wanted to go to the skate park, which is cool. So we did that instead. Eva Beach has a classic skate park, a vintage skate park. It's been around since, I don't know what, the early 90s probably was built. And it was in disrepair for a long time. And probably like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, they fixed it back up and repaved it. And it's really nice now. So we went, and my son tried his best, and he was able to drop in, not drop in on like a half pipe, but on just like the slopes, like the banks. So he was able to do that shit, which is good. Proud papa moment, especially being a skateboarder growing up, seeing my son, you know, enjoying skateboarding, falling but getting back up and trying again. Can't be mad at that shit. So that was fucking cool. And then I asked them, like, are you guys down to go to the Kauai Con? And they were finally, Erickson said yes, but Hito was still like, he didn't want to go. So it took some convincing, and eventually got him in the van. And we started driving over. And of course, Hito fell asleep on the way there, which I knew he would. But I told him before he fell asleep, when we get there, we're waking you up, because we're going into this thing. And he's like, just leave me in the car. I like, you can't leave a five-year-old in the car while we go to this convention. You're coming with us. That's it. You can nap now, but we're waking you up when we get there. So we get there. We pull in. We find parking. I'm just, you know, giving them the rundown. Fucking rules of crowded places with strangers, just staying close. And as we're walking in from the parking lot to the convention center, there is a sign that says, like, vaccination card or negative COVID test required. I don't know if it had the word required. It might have just said those, that. But I was like, fuck. I mean, we're living in free times right now, right? So I didn't really pay it no mind. And it took us a minute to try to figure out how to get downstairs, because you come in on the parking, it's on the upper floor, whatever. But I did see a sign that said masks optional, which was cool, because we walked in there completely unmasked, like normal people. And everybody in there had their masks on. Maybe a handful of people didn't. Some people had them below their chins. But still rocking masks. And it's funny because a lot of them had, you know, their faces done up for their cosplay. And then now they're covering half their face with their mask. Strange. So we make it downstairs, wade through the sea of fucking anime costumes. And I'm looking for the, like, where you go to pay to go into the exhibition hall. So I see a security guard. So I find him and I walk up to him and I ask him, where do we go pay to get in? And he tells me, first you got to go over there and get your COVID bracelet. And I told him, COVID bracelet for what? Maybe not that sassy, but like, what's the COVID bracelet for? And he said, oh, you got to show your negative COVID test at the desk or your vax card or whatever. It's like, fuck, so we leave. Right? I'm like, nope, we don't have any of those. I did not expect to have to present anything like that. So we ended up leaving. And the whole time I'm thinking, and now that I think about it, the outside of it was packed with people. And maybe that was everybody who showed up there without their cards or tests. And they couldn't go in, so they're just congregating in the lobby area, which makes zero sense. I mean, but maybe that's why they all had their masks on. I don't know. Anyway, so we're leaving, and the whole time as we're leaving, we're talking shit in the van, saying these fucking nerds. Because, seriously, fuck these nerds. And their stupid fucking Koi Khan. Stupid vaccine cards or negative COVID tests. These fucking nerds. Go stand in line to see other people with costumes and you can't even see their faces. How about you just fucking open it up? God damn it. So irritating. That was pretty annoying. So fuck Kawaii Con. See, this show is all about hate. But I heard hate is the new love. So I don't know where I heard that. Don't quote me on that one. Yeah, so that was a bust. But the one silver lining of the day on Sunday is my wife came home from the Big Island because she went up to Hilo for Mary Monarch to assist her halal, which reminds me, congratulations to my wife's halal for taking fifth place in Women's Awana. It's a prestigious honor to place in the Mary Monarch competition. So congratulations to them. And also congratulations to fucking, well, to Turtle Doves. I mean, congratulations just for the accomplishment of making it and performing on the Mary Monarch stage, because it's the premier place for elite hula competition. And I caught highlights, like a clip of Turtle Doves, Kahiko, which is like the more ancient style of hula. And it was good. And then I caught the live version of, what's it called? The Awana, which is like the more modern style with like guitars and shit. Oh shit, what did I do? What did I do? Oh shit, I almost deleted. I'm stealing the caption from our YouTube video to use as my video for, or caption for the audio version. So sorry, I got distracted. What the fuck was I talking about? I can't even remember. I gotta do some formatting here because when I copied and pasted, it got all fucked up. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, let's find out where all the breaks in this thing are. That's one there. Follow. that one there. Sorry, this is super fun podcasting, isn't it? Boop. All right, that looks a little better. All right, I think that's good. I think I can upload that shit now. Well, I'm going to save it. It's not going to go up tonight. It's not going to go up right now. It's going to go up tomorrow. Or if you're listening to this today, Tuesday, the 26th. So it'll be out there for you. I'm going to just do it for 11 a.m. is usually the time we do it. Oh, I can do 11. Oh, they do minutes now on Anchor? You fucking bastards. I'm doing that shit. See, but for Voices from the Planet, I like to release it at midnight Hawaii time. So it's like 6 a.m. East Coast. But I don't think everyone knows your high crew really gives a shit. So let's confirm it for 11 a.m. tomorrow. Schedule episode. There we go. It's scheduled. All right, so that's episode 20 of Everyone Knows You're High with the Hawaiian Alchemist. And we did a pheno hunt of the papaya and GMO strain. Cool, that's set. I'm going to check that one out later. I do enjoy watching our own videos. Fuck. Is that weird? Because it's funny because I hated, like, being on camera at first. But I feel like I'm the only one of the production crew other than Mike, a.k.a. Bud Naked, who is, like, the video editor, who actually, like, watches it. I don't think Kalei watches it. I'm fucking almost certain Anu never watches it. That's cool. I like to watch it just to see, like, how crazy it looks smoking in there and, like, any weirdness that might arise. And I don't know. Just to be prepared for any kind of commentary from the general public. Shout out to fucking Yancy Medeiros. We'll probably talk about it on the next episode of Everyone Knows You're High, but friend of the podcast won his fight on, was it Saturday night? At the Bellator MMA fights. Congratulations. Kind of just had like a brain fart. I don't know what else to talk about. Mary Monarch. My wife being gone for like one night, two nights, and nothing major. But we're happy she's home. Two nights is too long. It's not too bad. She, I don't know. It's cool having just the two boys alone with me for a little bit. Some father-son time. See, it's equally, if not more stressful than when both parents are present because I got no backup. It's just me. It's hard to be two places at once and be able to hold two conversations at the same time and entertain two kids at the same time. You know what I'm going to do? I think for the last few minutes of this podcast here, I'm going to roll up a joint so that way I can go smoke it after this. After I'm done doing what editing I do for this podcast, which basically is just slapping on the intro, making sure the levels aren't too high, right? You don't want to blow anybody's eardrums out, which I think oftentimes leads me to making it a little too soft, but hey, I'm trying to find the balance. And then putting a song at the end that kind of encompasses the general feeling of the preceding episode. Not always, but sometimes. Doesn't take me very long. A few minutes. I mean, right before I jumped on this podcast to record this episode, I did the same exact thing for Everyone Knows You're High, where I put our intro on and put some outro music. Took me a few minutes. Exporting it and uploading it probably took longer than the actual physical editing. Editing in air quotes, because I mean, I do very little. If I see anything that looks crazy, like a spike in the sound where it's like, shit, that looks pretty loud, like I may go look at that, but rarely do I touch the edit, the audio. That's why we got Anu. But that motherfucker, and I love you, Anu, you know I do. But for the most part, I'm giving him the audio, and then I'm still doing whatever I'm doing to it. But I'm happy we're able to keep him gainfully employed at the Everyone Knows Your High studio as our resident sound engineer. But yeah, I'm doing the same shit over here for Voices from the Planet on a weekly basis. And I guess it ain't that hard. For a podcast, it ain't that bad. Mixing music, I wouldn't even know where to begin. But as far as just like mixing a simple conversation where it's just pretty steady, as far as levels goes. So I can add audio engineer to my resume maybe, because I'm editing and engineering these episodes. And for the most part, Everyone Knows Your High. Shh. We will be back in the studio later this week for another episode of Everyone Knows You're High. So I think we're doing another pheno hunt again. That's crazy. Those things are so fucking nuts. So if you haven't checked out one of the episodes of Everyone Knows You're High where we conducted a pheno hunt, you should go check it out and sit through the 2 to 3 hour process, the heavily scientific process, where we subject our minds, bodies, and spirits to copious amounts of cannabis, all in the name of science, and to help the guru pinpoint and narrow down the best strains or the best phenos from any given strain. So that usually encompasses us individually smoking 10 joints each, perhaps, depending on the number of phenos he has. The last one, the papaya GMO, was 10 joints. Granted, you don't have to smoke the whole joint down. Most of us don't. It's a few hits from each joint. But still, by the time you're on like 7 or 8, you're fucked up. I mean, go listen to it. I do. I mean, a lot of these guys are professionals. Mainly the guru. But it's really fun. It's just like kind of, it's like having a beer tasting or something, like with your friends that drink, but this time it's with weed. And with your friends that smoke. So if you haven't yet, shameless plug for the other podcast, go subscribe on YouTube. Everyone Knows You're High on iTunes, Spotify, anchor.fm is another place you can get the podcast. There's a bunch of other podcast platforms that Anchor helps us by distributing to, but whatever. Most people use Spotify or Apple, right? So go check it out. Give it a subscribe. Share it with your friends if you like what you hear. I mean, it might not be for everybody. Similarly, how this podcast might not be for everybody. But hey, that's the beauty of a podcast, right? You find your audience, the people who align with your content. Ugh, so gross. But it's the truth. And then you form your tribe or your community. Okay, let's see if I can do this. If you watched any of the episodes of Everyone Knows Your High, you can see how I horribly roll joints. Sorry. Spilling it all over my table because I'm trying to maneuver around this microphone. That was bad. That was bad. Holy shit, that was bad. Yeah, it's not that bad. We can work with it, but that was a mess. That was fucking messy. If what other podcast you know is rolling joints during the podcast. Shit, that's not what I need. I need my poker. Pack it in. I have no real technique or insight to share into this rolling process. I've learned from a few different people, and I think I have like my own style or process, but whatever, it works for me. I like them rolled kind of tight, so they burn slow. Not necessarily like fat fatties, but I like a nice amount of weed in there. But I don't want it to be too fat, because it's when it's loose, it just, it like falls apart. I don't know, when it gets down towards the crutch. I do roll crutches into my joints now, which is newer. I guess it's been a few years now, but ever since I learned how to do that, that's been the only way I've been doing it since. But yeah, fuck. I think that's it. I finished rolling that joint. How many minutes was that? I don't know. I wasn't keeping track. But now we can finish this episode. I will save it to reward myself at the end of this, after I'm done putting a song on, uploading it, and getting it all set. So with that being said, I will remind you one last time to check out our sponsors. I say our, the sponsors of the podcast. The Grow Guru. He can teach you and guide you on the path of growing your own spiritual medicine. And you can find him, as well as the awesome products he can supply you with, at Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu. Next, we got Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Go hit up my boy Bong of Pakalolo Seed on Instagram, and you can find their seeds available on PureSativa.com, as well as, what is it? TheAttitudeSeedBank.com. And last but not least, my brother, Miko Ferrari, a.k.a. Jerry, over at Retro Hawaii, for all your vintage Hawaii threads. All right, that's it for this episode of Voices from the Planet, Hawaii's slowest rising podcast, episode number 52. Done and done, son. I got my reward waiting. So let's wrap it up and get this uploaded. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Love you guys.